This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Are you in a respirator, Chris?
No.
Oh, our listener's going to freak out this week.
Okay, I timed it perfectly.
Tell our listeners what you're doing.
Well, all the smoke that we've had from the forest fires have really aggravated my sensitive lungs, which are now 18 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days, and 3 hours as a non-smoker. Unfortunately, all these forest fires that we've been having has inflamed my brachy in my lungs, so I'm doing these albuterol steroid nebulizer, which is like cold steam that you inhale in and out. And I tried to time it so that my session ended just before I got on the show so I could talk and not sound like wheezy Chris. And I'm glad that we're giving up on describing me as being this, that, or the other thing. But I didn't want to be wheezy Chris today. So anyway, my doctors put me on these nebulizer treatments. Other than being a little wheezy and short of breath, I'm doing good. How about you, Gene? You a baked fish down there yet?
Well, I'm getting very close. It got to over 120 degrees.
Ouch.
About a week ago. And well, even with the air conditioner on full steam, we couldn't get it down below 85, which is fairly good. But in this kind of place where you have really, really bad insulation, this is not a luxurious stay, folks.
Well, you're lucky. I was at 111, and I couldn't get it down in the main part of the house below 90. And so I had to barricade myself into my office and plug all the – put Reflectex in the windows, plug the doors with a rug and a blanket, and have the AC going full blast. And I was able to keep it down around 80.
Well, it's better than we could do, but you're living in a place where the temperature routinely is 10 to 20 degrees lower. But those who say – after record-breaking temperatures, there can't be global warming because some U.S. senator brought an ice cube to the floor of the Senate. I think that's got to be wacky. The wackiest thing in the world.
Well, all I know is it was 111 degrees and a half on Tuesday here. And I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes on my thermometer. And just down the road in Cottonwood, it was 117. We're not used to that. I mean, it gets, you know, we do about a week and a half, 2 weeks in triple digits, but this year it's just been brutal. I mean, it was made contact in the desert look balmy.
Yeah, that would be contact in the winter.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. It was, 130, I think, something in Death Valley that day. Tuesday was just brutal. Oh, my God. 4 days ago, whatever, 3 days ago.
So the name of the book that Stanton Friedman and Kathleen Martin wrote was Science Was Wrong. And it claimed that global warming was one of those things where science was wrong. Well, I have nothing to say about that. That's it. I want to tell you about a couple of things we've been doing. This week I spent a lot of time trying to resurrect the Paracast store. Now, that's where we're selling swag, you know, T-shirts and jackets with our logo. And the place that we were dealing with stopped providing that service without notifying us. So one day I see we're not getting any orders after a while. Let's go on. Let me see what's going on with the service. So I log in, check our store, no longer comes up.
So well, it's Copy Press, right?
Well, it was Printfection.
Huh.
And Printfection evidently has given up the retail store feature that competed with Cafe Press. So we went back to Cafe Press as of yesterday, and I took Red Pill Junkies logo. After he gave you a diet, He was very kind. He gave you a diet, came out with a new version of the picture, and we have a version that perfectly fits the size of a T-shirt. So we've got T-shirts and jackets and mugs and iPad covers, things like that. And to find out more about it, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com, the official Paracast store. It is Mark Beta, because I'm not a graphic artist. I don't play one on TV. So I got all the merchandise in there, and I got the descriptions and prices correct. And now hopefully we will have some forum volunteers who will get in there and clean it up, give it a shave and haircut, and suggest other merchandise. They have lots of different merchandise over there at Cafe Press. Now, understand, I guess the prices aren't especially cheap for what we offer, but we only make maybe a few dollars per item. So the only way Chris and I will actually see anything from this is if we sold like 1,000 items a month, which I don't expect to happen. But there it is. If you want to have a T-shirt with our new logo, Chris on a diet, he plays the guitar, learns a new skill. I become a rapper. A new skill. I've been rapping on radio for years. I just haven't done it the traditional way. You go to store.theparacast.com, and that's where it is. Yeah. We also added some new features to Paracast Plus, and my dog sings Chopin, the introductory chapter of a book from Chris and Ray Stanford. We put that up at Paracast Plus. And then I went digging through the archives with the help of a listener who went back to 2010, starting the beginning of 2010, like February 28th. And we found a whole bunch of interesting episodes that should be ad-free, and we were able to improve the audio quality somewhat. And it goes back to Chris's first appearance as a co-host on the Paracast, March 21st, 2010. Remember that? Well, we remind you of that. Then we had Jim Mars and Frank Warren on March 7th, 2010. That episode is also now in Paracast Plus without the ads. And Jim Mars is scheduled for next week to return to the Paracast after 6 years. So it's a good time to have you listen to the original appearance. Ultimately, all the episodes from our second generation, 2010 through 2014, that haven't been put in Paracast Plus will be put there. But we're talking, about 250, 300 episodes. It's going to take a while.
Well, hey, progress.
We're making progress, so to learn more about the Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And Chris is working on this video that he made at Conflict or Catastrophe in the Desert. I like that, Catastrophe in the Desert.
There you go.
And that's going to be up in a couple of weeks or so?
I should be able to get it up sooner than that. At least that's what she said.
Okay, that works. So that's going to be really interesting. And if you want to learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We recently cut the rates for the 5-year and lifetime subscriptions, so you want to check it out. There we go. Today, we're not going to talk about UFOs. How about that? Unless our guest mentions it. We're not going to talk about breakaway civilizations. We're not going to talk about 9/11 conspiracies. We'll wait till next week for those. We're not going to talk about any of that stuff. And we've invited somebody with the perfect name for a writer, Robert Damon Schneck. Tell me that's not a perfect name for a writer. You know, better than Chris O'Brien or Gene Steinberg.
Well, it's better than us, but Schneck, it kind of has a snap to it.
Right. Well, he's got a book out here called The Bye-Bye Man and Other Strange But True Tales. Now, a fictional version of The Bye-Bye Man apparently is going to be a motion picture come December.
Wow.
Obviously a horror film.
He should introduce me to his agent.
Oh, yeah. I had a really good agent at one time who could place properties in Hollywood. She kind of sort of retired about 5 or 10 years ago. So I still have the property. I've got a treatment. You know, we've got Attack of the Rockoids, that sci-fi novel that Grayson, my son, and I wrote. We've got the treatment. We've got the series Bible. We've got all that stuff going. But that's of lesser importance. Today, it's The Bye-Bye Man and we're going to say bye-bye to this segment that will feature Robert Damon Schneck with Gene
and with Chris.
You're in
Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris and I and our guest, Robert Damon Schneck, were reminiscing about New Jersey, where he's staying right now. And we'll get into that in a moment, but I didn't realize until I got on the air just a few moments ago that Robert was actually a guest on the Paracast during our second year. He was on there with Dennis Balthaser, who, of course, is the so-called truth seeker at Roswell. And he was bringing out a book called The President's Vampire. And what we hear now is, of course, that this is the revision of The President's Vampire. He is now the bye-bye man. So, Robert, before we go on, we were reminiscing about New Jersey because Chris lived in the New York area. I lived in New Jersey through 1993. And after the weather we've had in Arizona this past week, where it got to over 120 degrees in Mesa, I really wanted to be back there.
Yes, I can understand that. It's actually been beautiful here. Green, humid, it's very nice.
The humidity is not so much fun, but I feel jealous because my nephews are over in New Jersey.
Oh, well, it's actually not a problem for me because I never leave air conditioning if I can help it.
Yeah, out here, at least it's a dry heat.
And as Gary Shandling used to say, so is a blowtorch.
Yeah. I was out yesterday. It was 106, and we had a 25-mile-an-hour wind. So it's like being in the world's largest hairdryer. I mean, it's like being in a blow dryer. And, I mean, if, God forbid, you have to reach out of your car and adjust your side mirror, you'll burn your hand, literally. If you're traveling down, you know, the road doing 50 or 60, you'll literally burn your hand.
I think I would retreat to the mountains until it was over.
I am in the mountains. I'm right at the edge of them. It was 111.5 here on Tuesday.
Why do people live there?
This is unusual. I mean, right down the road in Cottonwood, it was 117, and that broke their all-time highest temperature record.
Why do we live here? I think we're kind of crazy. Part of it is that things had not gone so well for me in New Jersey, and the business I was engaged in was changing, so I thought a fresh start would be good. How about living in a place where there is no winter? Of course, I didn't think about global warming and the kind of effects we'd have now. So maybe that wasn't such a good idea. But at the time, it seemed, you know, this was cool. In the winter where everybody's freezing to death in New Jersey and there's snow and everything, and where U.S. senators can bring snowballs into Congress and say, there's no global warming because it snows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they can do that. I figured, well, we'll get away from winter, and that's fine. And to be practical, unless it's really hot, the air conditioning in this place we live in keeps up with it. But I'll tell you something. Our dog, Teddy Bear, has a really interesting way of handling this. So during the middle of the day, I'll take him out for an afternoon stroll. When it gets really hot, what he does is he looks around, walks into the shadow, gets tired of it, turns around, starts pulling back to the house.
That's because Teddy Bear is no fool.
Yeah. And he pants a lot.
Right.
Not that badly, but what he does do is he pulls me back into the house, and he's got, I don't know, an iron bladder or something. Never makes a mistake. If he has to hold it in, whatever he has to hold in, he just manages to do it.
Well, imagine being a dog wearing a fur coat in 120-degree heat.
Oh. He's a Bichon, so you understand we're talking about long white hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, enough of that.
Okay, the transition here. And I'm jealous of you because you sold a movie. Right,
who's your agent?
It had almost nothing to do with me, really. I did a lot of talk shows at that time. I was doing one radio show after another, and some people out in Hollywood heard me tell the story. And they called my editor the next day and asked if they could option it. And, you know, we were all for that. That was great. No one believed it would ever actually happen. I don't know much about the movie business, but I do know enough to know that the odds of any film actually being made are extraordinarily against it. So after a couple of years passed, someone finally called, it was actually about a year and a half ago, someone called me and they said, you know, your name is in Variety. And I said, why? And they told me that Harvey Weinstein or one of that his company had bought it, and then STX had bought it. And when they mentioned Harvey Weinstein, then it suddenly became very real that this could actually happen.
Now, we have to mention here, the road to Hollywood is paved with all sorts of landmines. So because you get a book optioned for a movie doesn't mean the movie will ever get made. Maybe you'll make a little bit of money from the option, which gives them the rights. And sometimes they'll buy up the rights because they don't want anybody else to buy up the rights. It's just a matter of getting control of the property eventually. But as you know, with a lot of movies, they go through all sorts of conniptions and all sorts of negotiations, all sorts of lunch meetings before anything ever gets done. And they can have, for example, movies even of popular properties, you know, like a Superman movie.
Mm-hmm.
When they did Superman Returns back in 2006, before then they were trying to reboot Superman. Nicolas Cage was once attached to it. They had all sorts of crazy things going. And then after the movie did so-so, it disappeared until Man of Steel, like in 2012. Even making a major movie of a character, my God, it's Superman. This has got to be a hit. It goes through years and years of development, and nothing happens.
Oh, well, yeah.
The other thing, Robert, too, is you might not recognize the story.
I don't expect to. I mean, the story had to be changed in order to make a coherent movie. Like a lot of paranormal or paranormal-looking things, the story that I tell in the book doesn't have a neat ending. It just kind of peters out. And obviously that's not going to work for a film. I'm sure they streamlined it and simplified it. I really have no idea what they did to the film, though. Well, what they did to the story that they made into the film, I've had nothing to do with it except for getting the option checks, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah. Well, so, it's interesting that they extended the option. Most options only are 2 years, and they must have extended it a couple, three times.
They did. You know, again, first they sent me the contract. If you've ever seen a Hollywood contract, the contract alone is worth seeing because it's funny. It's got to be 40 to 50 pages thick. It is. They have all of these little rules about things like they own this in every language throughout the universe. It actually says that.
So therefore, because we now have water in the core of Pluto, and maybe creatures live on Pluto,
somewhere
in the center of the planet, on Pluto, if they were intelligent, and they wanted to make the movie The Bye-Bye Man.
Yeah. In Plutonian.
In Plutonian, they'd have to go back and buy up the rights from the people who bought the rights from you. We've got Robert Damon Schneck for his second appearance on the PowerCast in 9 years, and we hope the next time will be a lot quicker. The book is The Bye-Bye Man, which is the president's vampire made into a movie. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
Bye-Bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Don't even ask me to explain what Chris just did.
I just sit here and let things wash over me.
I think Chris has suffered from Tourette's syndrome.
No.
Since giving up smoking, he's had all sorts of crazy symptoms there, and this is, of course...
Yeah, sorry about that. I almost coughed up a piece of lung. We've had very bad forest fires here, and I'm suffering from aggravated lung brachy.
Chris, are you in California?
No, I'm here in Arizona. I'm north of Gene, about an hour.
Oh, okay. So between the heat and the forest fires, things are really going well.
Yeah. I gave up smoking 18 months ago, and I'm very, very sensitive to smoke, and I can't, like, be in casinos too long, or, you know, if I'm around somebody smoking, I have to definitely move upwind. I'm just very, very sensitive to smoke now. So
wow.
We had really bad fires here, and you could look at the sun and with no filters and stuff. It was so thick, and
wow.
My lungs really have not responded well to it.
Let's talk about this book here. Now, The Bye-Bye Man is the same book, basically, the part that referred to the President's Vampire.
Yeah.
Let's bring listeners up to date. Not everybody's heard episodes from 2007, but some have. Yeah. And some first come to listen to the Paracast, and they know we have over 500 episodes, and they start listening. So who or what is the President's Vampire? And some think the next president is a vampire, but that's another story. If a certain gentleman from Queens, New York is elected. But where did this legend or story begin?
The story of the President's Vampire or the Bye-Bye Man?
Let's try the President's Vampire, and then we go... I assume the book is basically the same, though.
Yes, it is. The President's Vampire was the title that I gave to a story that I originally found in one of Charles Fort's books. Now, Charles Fort, for people who don't know, was a journalist from Albany, New York, who collected strange stories and developed a whole philosophy around them. But one of the stories I found in one of his books, I think it was The Book of the Damned, which was his first book, tells the story of a sailor who was on a fishing boat out from Boston, and people began to disappear on this boat. First one sailor vanished, then another sailor vanished, and when that happened, the captain ordered the ship searched. So they went through every bit of the ship, and way down deep in the hold, they found the dead body of one sailor and the dead body of the other sailor, and holding on to that dead body was a third sailor who was drinking that sailor's blood. The first one had been drained, and he was in the process of draining the second. Well, he was taken back to Boston and put on trial, sentenced to be hanged, but had his sentence commuted by President Andrew Johnson, Lincoln's successor. So instead of being hanged, he was sent to prison for several years and then finally ended up in St. Elizabeth's Hospital, which is a mental asylum down in Washington, D.C. So when I read this story, I thought to myself, wow, that's really interesting. This sounds like a good example of an early American serial killer. I'll look into it, and I'll bet I'll have a really interesting story to tell. Well, I looked into it. I dug into this story possibly deeper than any story I've ever written since or before. And I discovered that the story that appeared in Fort's book is completely wrong. I mean, everything is wrong. It wasn't a fishing boat. It was a whaling ship. It wasn't in the Atlantic. It was in the Indian Ocean. There was a murder. But what happened was the ship's cook got into an argument with one of the sailors over the food, stabbed him with a knife, threw the knife overboard, and the sailor died. He was put into chains and taken back to Boston, where he was tried and put into prison, had a sentence commuted, etc. Now, I couldn't believe what I finally found out with the story. I was actually able to locate the ship's log of the day that the murder happened. So in either the captain or the mate's handwriting is a description of the murder. And you aren't going to do better than that when it comes to research. That was just like the Holy Grail. So then the question became, how did this story change? How did the newspapers somehow transform the kind of brawl that can happen on any Saturday night into this bizarre vampire story? Well, the name of the sailor was Brown, and the year that the story appeared about the murder on the ship and the vampire story, the year that that appeared in the newspaper, was the same year that the story of Mercy Brown appeared. Now, Mercy Brown was a young woman who died in Rhode Island, and other members of her family started dying, and the father became convinced that Mercy might be a vampire. So they dug up the bodies, and they discovered that Mercy was the only one that wasn't decomposed. Well, even though she had died during the winter and didn't really have much of a chance to decompose, they were kind of desperate because his last child, his son, was dying. It was probably tuberculosis. So they took out some of Mercy's organs, burnt them, and gave them to him to drink as a kind of a cure. Now, that story appeared around the same time that the story of Brown the Sailor appeared. And the only explanation I can think of is that somehow, somewhere, they managed to combine the two stories and made it into a vampire story.
Slow news day.
It's very possible. You know, newspapers at the time were more than willing to use their imagination when they had to get circulation up. But one possibility that I think is very interesting is that I can't prove it, but when this happened during the 1890s, and we know for a fact that Bram Stoker was collecting newspaper clippings that he would eventually use for the novel Dracula. And there is a section of Dracula where Dracula is traveling from Transylvania to England aboard a ship, and one by one the sailors disappear. And Dracula is feeding on them, draining their blood. So, again, I can't prove it, but I can't help wondering if the story of Brown the the sailor, the vampire sailor, might have influenced the story of Dracula. And, of course, that became two of the best sequences from the film.
So we're talking here about this being the precursor to Dracula.
It's possible. He might have inspired some of the passages anyway, at least that chapter.
Well, it wasn't Dracula. He was actually transported in a big chunk of Transylvanian dirt, I think, right? And his coffin was buried in the dirt, or he was buried with Transylvanian dirt around him, or not buried, but transported in the coffin.
Yes, along with a lot of other coffins. They were going to be spread around England for when he got there, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong, but I think that was the story.
That almost sounds like the arrival of Dracula in London in the original movie from 1931 with Bela Lugosi.
Yeah,
well, that comes from the book. And there's also a section of Nosferatu that tells the story of Count Orlok traveling in the ship to England.
Well, that's fascinating. You'd think someone like Fort would have maybe tried to dig in a little deeper instead of just clipping out the questionable news account and then kind of running with it.
You know, Fort was he had his own agenda. He wasn't really as interested in running down each story. He couldn't, because he collected thousands and thousands of stories. He did make efforts. He would write to people and try to learn more, but it was difficult to do at the time, and I think it was a secondary consideration to his main interest, which was that philosophy of super skepticism, of everything is partly true and partly false and always changing. So it didn't really matter. It was kind of a cumulative effect of all of these bizarre stories. I mean, he tells one story about a talking dog that vanished in a puff of green mist. I don't think he really believed that happened, but he included it because it was funny, and it was amusing, and it fit with the absurdity of a lot of what he wrote about.
Let's have no more absurdity for this moment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We return to the absurdity, the possible precursor of Dracula, the bye-bye man, or, of course, President's Vampire, with Robert Damon Schneck making his second appearance in the Paracast. I don't know why we didn't have you on the show again earlier.
Well, you know, I really should have come on after my last book came out. I have another book that called Mrs. Wakeman versus the Antichrist that anyone who enjoys the Bye-Bye Man or the President's Vampire would definitely enjoy Mrs. Wakeman versus the Antichrist, which is another collection of bizarre tales from American history. It includes things like murderous cults, people that commit suicide by chopping off their own heads, a poltergeist, a town that was named after a poltergeist, lots of things. It's a really nice collection of stories.
Now, that sounds like fuel for a motion picture, too.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Almost everything I write could be the first 10 minutes of a horror movie that then switches to 25 years later. Right. It's just a lot of what I write is like that.
How do you dig up this stuff? What got you interested in digging up this kind of stuff?
Well, it's been a lifelong interest. Ever since I was a child, my mom left a really dog-eared copy of Stranger Than Science on her night table. I still remember it. The cover had come off, and somebody had put it back on with a piece of black masking tape. I tore through that book, and it fascinated me. That was the first time I'd heard of the Abominable Snowman and the Loch Ness Monster and so many other things, and that put me on the path. Following that came TV shows like In Search Of and The Night Stalker. I seem to have some innate tendency towards oddities, and I always have.
Do you have a real day job?
Nope. This is it.
Well, you're just as bad off as we are.
Yeah. I do oddities pretty much 24/7. In fact, I've been getting ready to write a proposal for a new book, and I have been spending whole days just going through old newspapers, looking for clippings, stories that have been forgotten or lost, or things that when I come across them, I shake my head because I can't believe this story has been forgotten. In fact, one of the great pleasures of doing this is when you contact the local historical society and they've never heard of it. and then they get all excited and they start researching for you. So I love doing this.
Yeah, it's really we would be remiss if we didn't kind of restate the obvious that it's Charles Fort 100 years later, literally. I mean, that's what Fort did. He spent his entire time in the New York Public Library pouring through newspapers, magazines, looking for these types of things. So I'm sure Fort was quite an inspiration to you.
He was, but I'll be honest that I came to his actual writings late in life. I would say the greatest influence that Fort had on me personally was that he inspired a lot of the writers that I read after reading Stranger Than Science. That is to say, John Keel, because if you remember a long time ago, the paranormal section of the library was put together with the computer section, which at the time consisted of one book, a book on how computers might be big someday. And in my library, there was that book, and there was the Mothman Prophecies. And I think there was a couple of Hans Holzer's ghost books. That was it. But I devoured the Mothman Prophecies.
Yeah.
Then when I found Bernard Heuvelman's On the Track of Strange Animals, that book became that was really a life-changing book for me. I was utterly fascinated by that, and it led to Ivan Sanderson's book on Abominable Snowmen Around the World, that was probably the first genuinely big book I ever read. And then that, of course, led to other books along the same lines. And I was fortunate also in that it was the 1970s, so there were tons of really cheap paperbacks on everything from ghosts to witchcraft to the Bermuda Triangle to flying saucers. Forget, I mean, there was so much on flying saucers at the time. So I was kind of lucky in that what I was fascinated by was readily available and affordable.
Now, we should mention here, that's how I got a lot of my UFO and paranormal books. I would go to the used book section or the remainder section at the Samuel Weiser bookstore. Is Samuel Weiser still in business?
Yeah. Samuel Weiser's still in. It's in Manhattan, though.
Yeah. Right, Lower Manhattan. And I go there after school, and I bought a lot of things. Now, Stranger Than Science, that was the late Frank Edwards. And I remember Frank Edwards, to show you how old I am, I was actually on TV with Frank Edwards. And
wow.
We kind of became acquaintances. We were in regular touch, and then he dies. He dies. Not my fault. But
right.
One of the things here that made Edwards unique is that he started to talk about UFOs and paranormal stuff on a national radio news show.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, they fired him.
Was he before Long John Neville?
He didn't do an all-night show, but he basically did this kind of stuff in the early 50s, and I think Long John came somewhat later. Edwards mm-hmm. was on Long John's show from mm-hmm. time to time. I know that. So he is not the pioneer in paranormal talk radio, because he was a newscaster and a commentator. Long John is the guy who created the format. I mean, they threw him out there. He was a guy who was doing auctions in New Jersey and telling real great stories. And somebody at WOR in New York, listening to Long John in action, said, this guy would be good in radio. And the way he talked would be with long pauses quite often. He kept his regional accent. He was in no way what you would call a radio broadcaster, except he attracted people right and left, and there would be no Art Bell or any
right.
of the people who succeeded Art Bell without Long John.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, in person, he was a... Let's just put it this way. Twice in my life, I've met Steve Jobs, who a pretty uh-huh. mercurial kind of guy, for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he could be rude. Long John made Steve Jobs look happy and friendly.
Yeah, I've heard things like that. But he could be a real gentleman on the air.
Oh, he was a good actor. Let's put it that way.
I see.
That's great. Well, like you, I was very impressed and moved by the Mothman prophecies, and that, of course, got me into Kiel and reading more of Kiel's work. I still consider Operation Trojan Horse one of the finest UFO books ever written. So, you know, we do share a lot of commonalities there. Stranger Than Science was instrumental in my world as well, as all the, you know, Wild Talents, Sedan, and Low were, you know, big books too. I remember reading those when I just started college, and blew me away. Of course, Fort's writing style leaves a lot to be desired.
Well, but, you know, that's what I meant before about how I think if I had come to Fort first, I would have been turned off because he can be difficult. He enjoys piling up words to give you an effect, and his choice of vocabulary can be a little odd. And it's a very 19th century style. And often he changes subjects. He goes off. He has an odd sense of humor that if I had been reading at the time, I wouldn't have realized was meant to be funny. So it was much better to go through the more accessible writers like Ivan Sanderson. I mean, if you were really if I had to pick the one writer that probably had the biggest effect on me, it would be Ivan Sanderson, because his writing was just so enjoyable. He wrote so well, and the stories he told about jungles and exotic places were so exciting.
Yeah, very compelling.
It was just, and then you'd see a picture of him with a lemur sitting on his head. And also, you know, he lived in New Jersey, which was fascinating to me because I think he died in 72, 73.
Yeah.
So he was still alive when I was young, and I thought, well, I could meet him. So it was, like I said, it was just, I had a real fascination for Ivan Sanderson, although, I never heard him on the radio at the time. I never saw him on television at the time, but I did have the books because the library had them, and then I was able to finally find them. Even though the only book they had for a long time was that last one he wrote, I think, Invisible Residence.
Yeah, which is another classic UFO book.
Yeah, and so...
We've got Robert Damon Schneck. We've got Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien. You're in...
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.